Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to kind of, you know, I try to title the shows, and it gets kind of difficult because we cover so many different things. But today I want to say, what is necessary? What is necessary? You know, the days come and the days go. It seems like the weekends are even faster. But here we are today. It's a Monday. We're already well into May. I can't believe it. It's the 8th of May. I had a little boy with a birthday yesterday. But liberty, regardless of the days, the weeks, the months, the year, liberty isn't guarded for just a time, but for a lifetime. I've got an article in here regarding something Barbra Streisand said. You know, I always liked to hear her sing. I liked some of her songs, and I even sang a couple of them. I was, years and years ago, I sold Tupperware, and when they had a great big get-together here in this local area, it was in the Columbia area, but this particular distributorship that I worked under, they had me sing to one of that evening, and I sang People Who Need People, which was a Barbra Streisand song. But people who need government are the most dependent people in the world, with one purpose, one socialistic purpose: redistribute the wealth, make all but themselves, so they think, slaves to the government incorporated. People who need government. I'm going to blow this all over the place. Their heart is cold and lost. They're confused, pathetic, and cross. Can't accept responsibility. Can't respect responsibility or loss. People who need government, submit to slavery and have no spirit of independence. They are clueless, so constitutionally clueless. Okay, it doesn't really match the song except in certain parts, but I put that together in about 5 minutes this morning. So the problem is, as I see it, socialism is at the point in this nation almost that it's inevitable to happen. If we, the people, don't stop it. We aren't DC, but we still have the power. Stop electing career politicians. Stop putting up with stupid government in your local communities. Stop supporting fake news. Stop supporting Hollywood. Stop supporting anything that isn't constitutional or, first of all, biblical. I'm deeply concerned about our nation. I think you know that. We the people have so lost our way. Are we all now a people who believe government incorporated is God and we need them? Truth is, they, D.C. elected and the bureaucrats, need you. They need we the people. They would like us to just lay down and roll over, pay our taxes, comply, don't gripe, give up our guns, give up our First Amendment, and give up our faith. Will we? To know who we are, to be who we were intended to be as we the people, is the only way we will ever, ever bring America home. And if we're not willing to stand up and say, we the people, then we're going to lose it. Socialism is inevitable. That's what all the rioting is about. That's what all the hate towards Donald Trump is about. And you know, some of his ideas are socialistic as well. Barbra Streisand, she said she ponders what might have been with Hillary Clinton. Barbra Streisand usually talks to her audience, but Saturday night, she had a special message for two guests, Bill and Hillary Clinton. Now, if you remember, if you've been watching any of the news, fake or otherwise, you know Hillary had an interview, and I can't remember who the reporter was, or journalist, or whatever they call them, that interviewed her. I can't remember who the name. But she was blaming her loss on everything but her. Streisand gave the former president and former Democratic presidential candidate much more than a shout-out at her concert at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, her hometown. She noted that she performed at President Clinton's inauguration and then went on to a list of accomplishments, including lowering taxes for some and raising taxes on the rich. You know, they hate the rich. Although, I would say Barbara Streisand is in that category. But they like to talk about the 1%. You know, they're not quite up in the 1%. And speaking of taxes, he shows us his tax returns. Still harping on Donald Trump for not showing a tax return. She also introduced Hillary Clinton as the winner of our country's popular vote. The truth is, she only won the popular vote in a couple of big metropolises here in the United States, which is why I call them clueless, constitutionally clueless. Because if they knew anything about a republic, if they knew anything about a free society, not socialism, then they would understand that this isn't a popular vote. This is a vote that should cross the nation, which it did. And they can't accept that Donald Trump won the electoral vote. The electoral vote is there so that one big city here and one big city there can't dictate where you live. That's what it's about. But they're clueless. They live in high school where it's the popular kid that gets all the votes. That's not what it is in a free America. But Barbara Streisand isn't constitutionally wise. None of these crybabies are constitutionally wise. So they're still standing on the fact that Hillary was robbed, you know, like she hit a home run and somebody jumped up and took it. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth at all. She thought she had it won and in the bag, and that's why she didn't go and campaign in certain places, because she thought it was already a Democrat state and she was going to win it regardless. But she didn't. And they didn't win, and they haven't been winning on the Democrat side because of their socialistic ways. People are sick and tired of it. They keep saying tax the rich, but it's you and I in the middle. I'm not even in the middle anymore. I'm going down to the bottom. We're the ones paying it all. The rich pay their fair share. When you talk about a percentage, they do all right. It's not like they're not paying taxes. Do they try to get out of the loopholes? Yeah, just like you and I would do. Try to use the loopholes to get out of things, I should say. Hollywood is clueless. Why they have latched on to Hillary Clinton, I have no clue. For that, I am clueless. I didn't like the woman from the first time I heard her speak. There's just something about her that is phony baloney. And I wouldn't trust her babysitting, more or less, as head of a country. We're going into break. Necessity. Necessity is the plea for every infringement on human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. What's necessary and what isn't necessary? It's interesting in our lives, isn't it? We're going into a break. I'll open up phone lines. It's not free for all. Stay on topic. Socialism? Republic? Necessary. What is and isn't necessary? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. One thing that is necessary is to support truth and real news and journalism. CJ Hadley is celebrating 25 years. And in those 25 years, her May issue is the 100th issue of Range Magazine. Now, I've been asking off and on. I haven't been very good at giving you this information. Range Magazine, CJ Hadley, I would like for you to represent CSC Talk Radio by sending her a card of congratulations. Send a card to Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. If you can, send a donation with your card. Send that donation, make it payable to Range Conservation Foundation. Range Conservation Foundation. It has a different post office box, 1595. It is still Carson City, Nevada, and it is still 89702. If all you're going to send is a card, And I don't mean that derogatory, but because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send her a card. Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. If at all possible, if you can send a donation, whether it's $1, $10, $15, or more, please send that to Range Conservation Foundation, Post Office Box 1595, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. And that will help CJ continue another 25 years. Wouldn't that be wonderful if Range Magazine continues? I had somebody send me an email last week thanking me for having CJ on, that they now get the magazine and they are just astounded by the articles that are in there. And, you know, it is truth. It's journalism. She's telling the hard truth of what's going on in this nation. We're not going to hear it from the journalists on Fox or on the mainstream media. You're not going to hear what's happening out here in the trenches of We the People. You're just not. They may cover it for a time, you know. When the Bundy issue was going on, they covered it for a time, and then it was gone. But we know that those families, the Bundys, the Hammonds, the Hages, and so many more, they still need us. They're still suffering from the bureaucracy and the slavery that this nation is willing to put you under. Necessity. What is necessary? Tom Cotton voted no on the omnibus bill. The bill increased, he said, unskilled workers' visas 120%. Isn't that amazing? Senator Tom Cotton, he's a Republican from Alaska, took to the Senate floor on Thursday, ahead of the vote on the spending bill to fund the federal government through September, citing that the main reason he voted against the flood of unskilled workers that could be admitted to the United States under the legislation. So here we are talking about building the wall. Here we are talking about putting America first, and here we are increasing the visas. He says, I want to hone in on one particular provision that shows just how bad this process is, Cotton said, and he noted that the bill is almost 1,700 pages in length. There's only one reason for a bill to be 1,700 pages in length. That's to hide all the convoluted mess they have inside it. He says they don't hide the good things in the bill. They only hide the bad things. So look at page 735, section 543, where you will find an increase in H-2B visas of almost 79,000. A 120% increase over the normal annual cap of so-called seasonal visa program for temporary workers that can take up to 9 or 10 months. It's not necessary, he said. It has nothing to do with funding the government. Absolutely nothing. You hear that? This is what they put in. They sit here and they threaten the American people. Oh, if we still have, we're going to shut the government down. Oh, my goodness. And then they stick things like this in a 1,700-page document of legislation that has nothing to do with funding the government. Nothing. They are deceptive and liars. That's who our Congress is. And I'm talking about all of them on every side of the aisle. Senator Tom Cotton's being honest with us here. He said, but this is what it does. It takes jobs away from American workers and abuses the immigrants that come into this country. It is a newfangled form of indentured servitude. Think about what he's saying here. Think about what he's saying. The H-2B program currently allows companies that do seasonal work to import up to 66,000 foreign workers each year instead of recruiting and hiring Americans. Now, we're told that we don't do it, that we think we're above it. The program is supported by Democrats and Republicans eager to aid local business groups, which are competing against each other for American workers and which face competition from the companies that employ roughly 8 million illegal immigrants. I guess they're just going to put a stamp of approval. Okay, they're not illegal now, they're legal. The program means companies don't have to pay a premium to hire Americans for the seasonal overtime work that leaves them unemployed in the winter. And it also reduces pressure on the companies to recruit and train youths and marginalized Americans, including millions of Americans who have fallen out of the workforce. The imported workers are also paid at rates that are lower than needed to attack Americans to those jobs, to attract Americans to those jobs, excuse me. Which also means that the companies can pay lower wages to their full-time American workers. Cotton said, the spending bill reinforces the false narrative about American workers and what jobs they are willing to take. A lot of the arguments for this kind of program boil down to this. No American worker will do that job. Cotton said that is a lie. It is a lie. There is no job that Americans will not do. There is no industry in America where a majority of workers are not native-born American citizens or first-generation lawful immigrants. Not landscapers, not construction workers, not ski instructors, not lifeguards, not resort workers, not crab men, and not a single one, he says. If the wage is decent and the employer obeys the law, Americans will do the job. And if it's not, they should pay higher wages. To say anything else is an insult to the work ethic of the American people who make this country run. It's not necessary. It has nothing to do with funding the government. Nothing. And so Tom Cotton voted against the omnibus bill because 1,700 pages long and it's got stuff hidden inside it that you'll never know about from mainstream media. Fox didn't say this. At least I didn't hear him say it. Oh, it was a wonderful thing that we didn't shut the government down, but it's okay if this government shuts the American worker down. We're going into a break. Necessary. What is necessary? 877-895-5410. And we, the people, we're necessary, and we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. What is necessary and what is not necessary? Let's remember George Washington's quote. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. What is necessary? You and I are necessary. Whatever is necessary, truly necessary, or proper to be done, must be done immediately. We must rise vigorously upon the evil, or it will rise upon us. A show of spirit will grow into a real spirit. And that's a quote from Thomas Paine. We the people are necessary. An omnibus bill of 1,700 pages is not necessary. I mentioned last Friday that Krauthammer had come out and said that the U.S. is, in just a few years, going to go to a single-payer health care. Now, let's get this straight. Let's try, and this is going to be very difficult for me. Let's stop calling it health care, and let's start calling it health insurance. It's going to be a single-payer health insurance. It's going to be socialized medicine. It's a national health care program, which is national health insurance. If they want, just like Joe from Arkansas said Friday, if they want to bring the actual cost of actual health care down, remove the middleman. Now, Donald Trump, our president, he is a businessman. He knows how to reduce the cost. Government knows how to widen it, how to extend it, how to bureaucratic it up. Is that a word? Well, this is coming from Kathy Burke, says a columnist, author, and Fox News political commentary, Charles Krauthammer. If you have seen Charles on the Fox News, he predicted Thursday last week, within a few years, the United States will have a single-payer health care system because most Americans now believe in universal coverage. Is socialism inevitable? Because that's what this is. That's what this is. This is people who don't believe in we the people. They believe in the government incorporated. They think government's here and going to help them. Have they missed their history altogether? Government incorporated from D.C. never does anything truly to help us live better. They haven't for decades. The biggest slap in the face of late, well, during the Bush administration, was the stimulus money. We're going to give you $600. Wait a minute, you took several thousand from me. You're not giving me anything. Go spend it, children, and make the world a better place. Slap in the face to the American people. Krauthammer's right, but he's a little slow because I don't have his education. I don't have a doctor degree. I don't have any of that. But I saw the handwriting on the wall back when Obamacare started to develop. It was one thing, and it was national health care. It was meant to come down to one provider. It is collapsing, and that's exactly what they intended it to do, to collapse into one payer, a single payer, government. Is it necessary? I don't think it is. I think there's a way to fix it, and I think that's removing the middleman and removing government. We have to have FDA-approved drugs. How many times does FDA approve drugs and a couple years later they come out, oh, that one kills people, we got to take that one off. And then they'll bring it back. They'll bring it back. Switch something up a little bit, and then they bring it back. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Necessity. Well, Tim Ryan, he thinks this is necessary. And perhaps it is, but I'm wondering, is it necessary? Does it have to be a bill? Does it have to be legislation? But Tim Ryan is proposing a bill to decentralize federal government. Now, if you remember, a few years back, I had a gentleman on, and his name is escaping me, but he's with the Heartland Institute. And he was one of the founders of the EPA, and he said it's out of line, it's way out of, it's gone out of control, and he wants to get rid of the EPA in D.C. and make it a state-by-state thing. In other words, the EPA in your state would be state-controlled, not federally controlled. Decentralized. Representative Tom Ryan is proposing a bill to decentralize the federal government. We have a lot more employees in the federal government than we ever imagined as a country, and we are in a position where a good number of these jobs don't necessarily need to be in Washington, D.C. Ryan's plan would set up a commission to recommend federal employees to relocate outside the Washington, D.C. area by the fall of 2019. You're not going to... That's after the next election. Think about that. No, it's not. Yeah, it is after 2018. It's not after 2020. We're not going to want to take a cabinet or a secretary necessarily and move them to Youngstown, Ryan said. The headquarters may need to remain in Washington, D.C., but what backroom operations, what agencies within the department could be relocated in another city? Well, I'm thinking they could probably get rid of a few workers as well, and which is a part of what he's wanting to do. There are more than 2 million federal employees in 2016, with 136,377 working in Virginia and 130,402 in Maryland, according to Governing Magazine. The vast majority of the federal employees, about 79%, work outside the D.C. region. Ryan said he hopes moving 10% of the 300,000 would revive certain parts of the country. Even if you could move 10% of the 300,000 back of the envelope, he said you could move 30,000 jobs, and you can move them thousands at a time. I can tell you, he says, this is Ryan, what that would do for the city of Youngstown or Gary, Indiana or Milwaukee. And you put it downtown and you stimulate other investment that could happen in those areas, and it could be a huge boon for these communities. Well, I think he's got an idea. I don't think he's got it all wrapped up just yet. I think we should cut the workforce in D.C. down. Look at how many, and I don't know how many Melania has, but Michelle Obama had tons of workers that worked under her that were paid by our tax dollars. Each one of these senators, how many employees do they have? Each one of these representatives, how many employees do they have? And now we're talking about the departments of bureaucracy. How many people are employed in all these bureaucratic departments? Well, apparently over 300,000. That's a bunch in a gob of tax dollars. And you know what? You know what? They have real good health insurance. Yeah. We're going into a break. Necessary? I think it's necessary to cut it back. Maybe move them out. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great moreover is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private private property. In God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It goes so fast. It's the fastest hour of the day. I had several people call that didn't want to go on the air. They wanted me to do something, and one of them wanted me to provide phone numbers of the people who have had the issues with the private property, like the Bundys and the Hammonds. Well, I don't have those in here with me. So on Thursday, we will have a guest from the symposium coming up, and these people are near and dear to all those that have been having problems in the West. And so I'll try to have those numbers by then, but I don't have them with me right now. And I'm telling, being truthful, I don't know where to find them. They might be on CJ Hadley's website, because she did have those for a while on rangemagazine.com. Is socialism inevitable in the United States of America? Are we done as far as being a free republic? A republic means the people are in charge. I don't know about you, but I don't feel very in charge these days. The rhetoric that's going on in D.C. between the two parties, it just sickens me. Because they none talk about the people. What is best for the people? It's what is best for... They're already making jabber about the next election. What they plan to do right now is obstruct everything President Donald Trump is going to try and do, or compromise it in such a way that it means nothing to you and to me. Now, these are some young people who are protesting or demonstrating peaceably, and they're carrying a sign. And the sign says, climate change is the symptom. Capitalism is the disease. Socialism is the cure. These are young people, the future leaders of this nation, if we don't stop it, and if we don't stop these universities, these colleges, from teaching socialism over a free republic. It has never worked wherever it was. These are people who do not want to be free and independent. They want the government to take care of them. Climate change is a symptom. Capitalism is the disease. Socialism is the cure. How stupid can they possibly be? How ignorant, maybe we should say, rather than stupid. That's not a very nice word. One of the fears, I'm running out of time here, but one of the fears I had, I like Ivanka. I like her. I think she's a good person. She doesn't live in the same world you and I live in, that is for sure and for certain. But she is one of those who has bought into the lie of climate change. And she wanted her dad to not pull out, and he hasn't done anything yet, of the Paris Climate Agreement. It says why Trump can and should pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. And this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation in Allen. I'm sorry, Alden Abbott wrote this. Now, Alden is a different name. My oldest son's name is Alden. You don't see that too often. On April 22nd of 2016, the United States and 170 other countries signed the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, which seeks to combat climate change and adapt to its effects. This international measure commits signatories to shift their energy industries away from fossil fuels that cause greenhouse gas emissions and toward renewable resources like wind and solar power. Now, you know, there are some places overseas in Europe that have already done this, and it is breaking them. It is breaking them economically. You know, we should be good stewards. But the United States has cleaned it up. I mean, we have cleaned it up. But it's just never good enough. It's not enough. Unfortunately, as documented by the Heritage Foundation experts, U.S. enactment of regulations to meet benchmarks set by the Paris Accord would likely achieve only symbolic gains, while imposing huge costs to the U.S. in the form of fewer American jobs, lower family incomes, and reduce industrial efficiency. In short, he says, the Paris Agreement is bad for the American economy. What's worse, the Obama administration's decision to join it through a unilateral executive agreement not involving participation by Congress raised serious legal questions. A treaty has to be through Congress, is my understanding in the short of this, as I'm trying to bring it to you as quickly as I can here. So, this concerns me, and I think we should back out of it. But here we have not just this agreement, and not just President Barack Obama, but all these presidents and their executive orders and them thinking this is what we should do in this. They're not a president of it. Well, basically, I guess they are of an incorporation. Of a corporation. They're supposed to be guarding liberty, keeping the American people safe, making sure our economy is healthy and flowing, and that Americans have jobs, and we have that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. But it seems like at every turn they try to kill it or snip it off or prune it back. Just like this omnibus bill. 1,700 pages sneaking things in there that have absolutely nothing to do with funding the government and keeping things going. Getting rid of some of, cutting back of some 300 and some thousand bureaucratic workers, that would cut some things back. If we're going to look at this as a business, then let's look at this as a business on every aspect of it. Cut out the middleman. Make sure that you can afford to go to the doctor. It is simple. It won't be simple to enact it, but the answers are simple. Cut out the middleman. Spread the jobs around. Now he's saying send those workers back home. Let them work from an office at home, and how that's going to stimulate things at home. Well, I don't know if it really will or not. It should. Cut a few workers out. You know, we have people holding signs. Climate change is symptom. Capitalism is the disease. Socialism is the cure. And they want free education. They want everything free. They want the government to pay for this, the government to pay for that. And they don't want to be responsible for anything in their lives. He's got a big grin on his face. He looks like he might be 19 years old, maybe 20. So lost and constitutionally clueless. People who need government, they invite slavery. The Republic, will we rise up and bring America home?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.